welcome to episode 10 of the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Evans, the Director of Athletic Communications here at Augustana. Today we're happy to be joined and excited to introduce you to one of our volleyball student athletes, Bailey Cook, a redshirt junior from Litchfield, Minnesota. Bailey, thanks for taking the time to join the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're here to chat kind of all things volleyball. We've had a lot of stuff come out with the volleyball program here in the last couple weeks. The team partnering with Team Impact and drafting and signing Lexi Valentine, a local child here from Sioux Falls, who's going to be a part of the team this year. But first, I want to introduce Bailey and kind of give an idea of the impact she's making on the campus here. Right now, Bailey, you're a member of the National Student Athlete Advisory Committee and strongly involved in SAC here at Augustana. How did you get involved in the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and how would you say it's maybe shaped your athletic career?
So when I was a freshman, Julia Witt kind of forced me to be in it, and I was kind of hesitant as a freshman. Like, I didn't really want to be involved in a lot. But being in it has been like the best thing thus far. I've met Allison, who's been really great, and just like the Chase Marcel, all these cool athletes that I became best friends with. Now I'm on the National SAC Committee, thanks to the athletic department, who kind of asked me to put in my nomination, and it's been really great. There's 27 members in the National Committee. There's one from each conference, along with two at-large. So the NSIC is actually really special because we have both myself and then an at-large member from Mankato, Ty Dennis. So we lucked out on that one, but it's just like a really great opportunity that not a lot of athletes get, so pretty excited about it.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, the Student Athlete Advisory Committee serves as a primary governance arm representing the student athletes' interests in Division II. How nice is that the Division II NCAA involves their student athletes in the legislation? What types of things do the student athletes have a voice in, and how do you go about getting that out there?
Right, so we work a lot of legislation within like the financial aid aspect. Just about how much you can give, like, does the academic part play into it? We also work with, like, athletic hours, how much you can practice. So if there's student athletes practicing a lot right now and they're not liking it, it's basically my fault and our fault. But we try to, like, limit hours or give more hours here and there. And so that's the main legislation that we work with. A lot of stuff that we do is, like, teaming up with Make-A-Wish, Team Impact, and doing community service at our meetings. So it's basically the gist of what we do.
So, like I said, it gives the voice of student athletes. What kinds of things, you've been to a couple meetings now at the national level, what types of things do you see on the horizon that the Division II National SAC Committee will bring to the convention here this winter?
Right. We are really trying to figure out spring season hours or like your off-season hours. A lot of student athletes have said that their off-season has become more rigorous than their in-season, so we're trying to figure out how to balance it because Division II does, like, offer the balance, like, of life, and so we're trying to make it perfect for every student-athlete, so we're interested in the input from each institution. And so recently we had a SAC Summit, which we did get input from each institution and see what they want with, like, hours.
Kind of give an idea to the fans and how this works. Obviously, Augustana has its own Student Athlete Advisory Committee. The Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, they are heavily involved in the SAC. And then, obviously, every other institution in the conference. How does that collaboration work as a whole, and how is that brought to the national level?
Right. So each institution can make a proposal for anything that they want, and we will bring it to either our SAC summit and see how the entire conference feels about it. And then we will, at the national SAC level, we will go through every proposal. There is a specific branch just for legislation that will talk about all of them, which I'm actually a part of that committee. There's about eight of us now. And so every institution can basically propose whatever they want. And like, we really make sure that we like it. If we do like it, each January there's a national convention, which is made up of all three divisions, and we can pass on the floor each proposal if we want it. Last year, I think we actually passed two proposals, which was, we've never really done that before. We've never had like a proposal that we really felt strongly about, and we got two of them last year, which was really exciting.
So how does that make the whole, I guess you can't really speak for the entire NCAA Division II student body, but as a student athlete that represents Augustana and the NSIC, how does that help Augustana or student athletes in general feel like they have a voice? I mean, you get to go to the convention and have a voting presence. How much does that feel like the student athletes' voices are being heard and their concerns are a concern of at the national level as well?
I feel like they're absolutely important because not a lot of people or like adults understand exactly what it is to be a student athlete, and each institution is different. We do a lot of public versus private like arguments, but I do think that this voice is really important. We know how many hours we're putting in. We know how hard school is, and so a lot of adults or people that are in this like don't really know that. And we've gotten a lot of feedback from different institutions across NSIC, and I know just from like our conference. So across like the entire division too has been really great, and we get a ton of proposals that we have to look into and read about. So that we get a lot of feedback.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. Today we're joined by Bailey Cook, a member of the Augustana volleyball team, student athlete advisory committee member here at Augustana, and also a member of the National Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Bailey, you said you were involved this summer in the NSIC SAC Summit. What was that experience like? And again, you've been involved in SAC since you were a freshman here, but being able to go to that SAC Summit, now you're a member of the national level, what was that experience like to see, you know, people that you either compete against or other student athletes that you compete against or see throughout the year come together as a conference and figure out what, you know, what we can do to make Division II and athletics better?
Right. So this was actually my first SAC Summit, and Augustana was the only institution to never show up to any previously. So it was really cool for Allison Vanderstein and then Moose the wrestler to be there as well. And we, as a national committee, we decided that mental health was something that we really wanted to promote, and the NSIC came up with this idea to have a mental health awareness panel that each student athlete will have to go through. When student athletes come through the institution, they have to take like a quiz just so you know about mental health. And that is something that our conference did. Our conference decided that this was also important, and we've promoted it in a way that other conferences haven't. So that's really cool to see our conference really make big strides and get our student athletes prepared for the school year, because we know it's stressful. So SAC Summit was something that we did there. We also met with Eric Qualman, who is like a social media guru, and we've been showing his videos at SAC meetings now, and we're getting his name out. And he's just helping us, like, how should we personal brand ourselves? And so we're getting our student athletes ready for like networking after college. And this was all decided in SAC Summit. We went there, we met about what our priorities were, and each conference, or each institution in the conference gave good feedback on what they wanted, and it's been good so far.
Speaking of that, there's some events coming up for Augustana student athletes along those lines. You set up some opportunities for students to sit down and learn about those things. What types of things have we brought to Augustana to give our student athletes more opportunities?
Right. Are you referring to like Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so this past Monday, the freshman student athletes had to attend different like seminars to get them ready. I sat down in Student Athlete Success, which just talks about how to manage your time. One was about mental health awareness. I mean, there was a bunch of different ones, so they spent their Labor Day really pushing through those. And, you know, I do think it helps, because as I was a freshman, I came in early for like the fall season and kind of lost. Thankful I had big seniors who would help me through this, but a lot of freshmen didn't have that. So I really think this Monday giving those different seminars for them was really good. And
as we mentioned before, Augustana has partnered with Team Impact and drafted and signed Lexi Valentine here from Sioux Falls to become the newest member of the team. How did the Team Impact relationship start? I know you were a big part of it, being a member of the National SAC at the SAC level, bringing that back to Augustana, going to the administration here and saying that you wanted us to be a part of that.
So at National SAC, I found out about Team Impact. It's one of our biggest partnerships that we have. And looking at the NSIC as a whole, we're about in the middle of the Division II packs of who has impact children. And I knew USF had some, so naturally, like, I wanted to get on it. I came back. We had a SAC meeting with the board members and then Allison Vanderstein. And, you know, we told her right away that Team Impact was something we wanted to do. And she's been really great about, like, jumping on that and really pushing forward. So Lexi Valentine is the first Team Impact kid for Augustana to have. She's a great kid from Sioux Falls, and she's like never been a part of a team, and we are really excited. The volleyball team, I mean, I'm biased because I wanted her, but it's really great to have her. She's going to impact our team more than I think we're going to impact her. She's a funny kid, and she adds a little spice to our gym, so it was really cool.
We had a draft day last week for Lexi. We had a press conference at the President's Suite at Kirkby Over Stadium, introduced Lexi as the newest member. What was that day like for the program and for you as a whole to kind of starting this, bringing back the idea, and then seeing it come to fruition with that day?
It was kind of emotional. I mean, when the day approached, I didn't really know what to expect. But seeing how she reacted and her parents reacted and how the team as a whole reacted, it was an opportunity that I'll never forget, I know. And I'm really glad I got to be a part of something like that. So I encourage other institutions to get an impact kid. It was awesome just to like see how it all came together, and went really smooth. It was great.
I remember Coach Meske on that during that press conference just saying, you know, speaking of team impact, we're obviously hopefully planning and will make an impact on Lexi's life, but he also mentioned the impact she's going to make on the volleyball program and the members of the team. How do you think that will impact your team?
Yeah, so I will never remember the time we went five sets with Concordia or whatnot. Like, I'm going to remember every opportunity and experience that we've had with Lexi. She's like just a really fun girl to be around, and she has like a little dry humor that is needed on our team. So I think like that we're all going to really take away from just being with her and everything we get to do with her. Like, we already had supper and she brought us like cupcakes that she made herself, like all these different things. So I think that's what we're going to remember from Augustana and like that opportunity that we have, rather than our win and loss record. So
what are some things that fans might expect to see Lexi around the program? Some activities you might have planned during the season. Then obviously once the season comes to an end, the role switches and you guys will go to Lexi and do what you can to support her with everything that she's going through.
Right. So Lexi will be at our volleyball games. So you'll see her there. She'll be sitting on the bench with her parents. We're hoping to get her out to a football game because she loves football. We just are going to do a bunch of team activities, so you might see us around Sioux Falls with her, but mostly at the games she'll definitely be there. Lexi is a very rare case because she does go to the Children's Hospital every month, like does stuff like that, so we hope to support her in that and be there for her when she has to go through those things. And this isn't just like a year draft experience. Like, she will be here throughout her high school. Even when I graduate or when the people out of this program have all left, she will still be a part of this team. So I think, you know, we have like 4 years with her, and there's going to be a lot of things going on. So we'll support her and she'll support us.
Like you said, team impact really is going to be an impact, not just on Lexi and her family, but also the volleyball program. She's going to be a part of this program for some time to come. So an exciting time here at Augustana to see that. And we obviously want to thank you for your work and bringing that here. It's an exciting thing, and hopefully see more of that in the future. I think that was your plan behind this, was to let's get more people involved, let's get more teams involved, and let's see what we can do to make Augustana a better place and to help other people as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm really close with like a bunch of the teams on campus, and even the football team was like, that's a really cool thing that you're doing. And so I know already other teams want an impact kid, and I really do encourage other institutions in our conference to get involved and across the nation, because as much as you don't know how much of a difference you're making, it's a huge thing that you're doing for this kid. So I encourage that.
Well, that's great. Like I said, we thank you for what you're doing to bringing that in, and excited to see the opportunities that it brings here in the future. We're joined by Bailey Cook, Augustana Volleyball Student Athlete, National Student Athlete Advisory Committee member. We're talking team impact and different things that Bailey is involved with on campus. And one of those, obviously, on volleyball. And volleyball started the season last weekend and off to a great start, 4-0 at the Lewis Invitational. What was it like to get the season started finally? I know you said you've been on campus here for a while, the fall camp. You got through that, and here we go, season starts, and off to a great start, 4-0.
Fall camp flew by. I mean, it didn't even feel like it was 2 weeks or 2 days or anything, but going into Lewis, we were really excited. Our team is definitely a different atmosphere this year. We're really family-oriented, and we all have the same goal in mind. Going into Lewis, we knew we were going to play tough teams. You know, you have Palm Beach Atlantic and Central Washington, so we had a tough matches. And we've never won a five-match game last year, so it was nice to see us come out with 3 wins in that. But it was really exciting. It was tough, but we're glad we came out 4-0. We have an even tougher this tougher weekend this weekend, and it's home, so we need as many fans as we can get there.
I can't imagine what it was like there. You had us on the edge of the seats back here in Sioux Falls, especially on Saturday during football. We were watching live stats from that Central Washington match and fifth set match of the weekend. I know Palm Beach Atlantic, we got that one in four, but three of the four matches went to five sets. Like you mentioned last year, not having won a five-set match, what kind of confidence does that give the team here now that you've gone on and, hey, we've won three of them and we beat some pretty good teams along the way? This could be an exciting year.
Right. We winning those, it's really exciting. I mean, I think Dan has a bigger monkey off his back with that, but it gives us a lot of confidence knowing that we could – even if we drop a set, like, we are such a good team that we can win the next three. And even if we go five, like, we are very confident in that now. And we kind of get on it right away in the fifth set. So that's really nice to see, and it's going to help us out in the long run this season, I think. So
the NSIC, four teams ranked in the top five, seven teams out of 16 ranked in the top 25 in the country. It's not a tough conference to play in at all, is it?
Yeah, NSIC is definitely one of the toughest conferences to be in. There's always really good teams that are ranked. We're trying, like, we don't really look at rankings. We have started a new approach this year where our mentality is just win the next point. We go into every match 0-0, and we're just trying to win that game, win each point. We saw the rankings. We don't focus on it, though, but yes, definitely.
You also mentioned the team returns home this weekend. The Vikings are hosting the Augustana Invitational at the Sanford Pentagon. The NCAA National Championships this season will be held at the Pentagon. What will it be like for your team to host the first big volleyball tournament at the Pentagon, getting it ready for Nationals this year?
Right. So the Elite Eight is actually held at the Pentagon this year, for those who didn't know. So we're kind of getting prepped for that. You know, making the Elite Eight is something that we really have our, like, mindset on. So hosting this tournament will get us in the groove for that. We're playing really tough teams. We have Winona, who's in our conference, and two other tough matches besides that. So this will give us a little feel. We want our fans to come out and feel it too. So it's going to be an interesting weekend.
Like you said, it's a tough weekend. Winona State also ranked in the top 25, and a lot of great teams coming in. So get on out to the Sanford Pentagon, and your first time to catch the Augustana volleyball team here in Sioux Falls this Friday and Saturday at the Sanford Pentagon. The Vikings open the weekend on Saturday at 10 a.m. On Friday at 10 a.m. against Chadron State. The Vikings will play twice Friday, twice Saturday. So an exciting time to get over and check out the volleyball team, 4-0, nationally ranked. Be great to have a good crowd out at the Pentagon to start the season at home. Well, Bailey, you would. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us and talking about Team Impact and Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And again, we appreciate everything you're doing on the national level and bringing back to Augustana, and look forward to a great volleyball season.
Yeah, thank you. I hope to see everybody out at the games this weekend.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. This was episode 10. And for the most up-to-date information on Augustana volleyball and all 19 varsity sports, make sure to visit our website at goaugie.com.